We just want to bring you joy. Praise your name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Dankie,
julle kan maar sit. Wow, kan ek weer net 'n handeklap gee vir die praise and worship team vanoggend? My name is Willie Els. I know a couple of you, I don't know all of you. You might have seen me around. So let me introduce myself quickly. I'm married to Salome. We've got two kids, Ephraim and Hadassah. Ephraim is 9 years old and Hadassah is 8 years old. And we've been part of this family for about a year. We live in the same complex as Jackie and Mandy used to live. I'm the coffee guy. I'm the guy that brought him coffee early in the morning. Okay, that's me. Okay, so I'm the coffee guy. Pastor Freddie, thank you for the invitation to minister this morning here at Christ Gen. It's a privilege for me. I want to share a couple of ideas with you, a couple of things. And it's a good thing for me. It's a privilege. The leg of lamb story. I want to share this quick story with you. So there was this young lady, and she asked her husband, it was Christmas morning, and you know, she wanted to prepare the leg of lamb for the feast. And she said, honey, please come, you know, just chop off this piece of the lamb for me. Just the bone piece, just come chop it here. And he said, but my love, why? Why do you want me to chop it off? She said, listen, it's the way my mother taught me. You know, manoni moeilik wees nie, sny die ding. And he said, but listen, I want to understand, you know, I bought the whole thing. Why do I have to chop this portion off? You know, I paid for this. She said, no, it's the way we do it. But why are you doing? My mom told me this way. So he said, wait, I'm going to phone Aniki now, ne? Skoonma. So he phoned her. Say, Skoonma, Aniki. You know, she's telling me to chop this leg of lamb. She you know, your daughter wants me to chop this portion off. She said, well, yeah, I told her so. That's the way that we used to do it. You know, my mother taught me this way. Said, so, Oma het jou so geleer. Ja, kom ek bel vir Oma. So he phoned Oma. And Oma said, yeah, I told my daughter that way. You know, that's the way that I used to do it because my pot was only this big. So the moral of the story, can I just see a show of hands? Who's got the leg of lamb in the oven this morning? Yeah, lots of them, ne? Lots of them. And, you know, putting the garlic in and the rosemarin and so on. Sometimes we do things because it's been done for a long time. We don't question. We don't ask questions. We don't know where it comes from. So this morning, I want to ask the men. If you're a man this morning, just stand for me, just for a second. So this is not tradition. Gentlemen, I want to honor you this morning. A couple of our brothers has got a hangover this morning. Hulle is nog stikkend in die bed. But because you are here, your family is here. And I want to honor you. I remember the time when I was young, my father, we are a Christian family, I was brought up this way. And we used to, as men, at a portion, at a certain point in the sermon, the dominee would say, let's pray. And then all the men would get up and we would stand. We would stand as men before the Lord. And I was still a chokerkin, I was still a young guy. But for me, it was such an honor to stand before the Lord. And you stand before the Lord this morning. Because you came to church on Christmas morning and you brought your family along. And I want to honor you for that. Thank you very much. You can sit. So now I can burst the bubble a little bit. Okay, so this whole... A couple of two things, okay? So my name is Willie, Wilhelm, eintlik Willem. And if you don't know what your name means, my name means protector of truth. If you don't know what your name means, maybe you know, go Google it. Find out what does your name mean. Protector of truth. I never knew it. I found it a couple of years ago. And actually, throughout my life, truth has always been something that was very important to me. Nee? Ek raak 'n bietjie moeilik as jy vir my lieg. So the truth has always been important to me. And I want to share a couple of truths this morning. And maybe some of those truths are going to burst a bubble or two. So the whole story about the guy in the red suit and the white beard. Hy sê regtig nie, hè? Jy weet dit. Hy en die paashaas en die tooth fairy, hulle almal dine together. Dis nie die waarheid nie, hè? We all know that. Okay, so another thing. Factually, Jesus was not born on the 25th of December. If you don't know it, I'm sorry, but this is it. So a couple of years ago, just when my kids were old enough to speak and understand, I made a deal with them. I said, listen, you don't lie to me, and I don't lie to you. It's a deal we made a long time ago. So unfortunately, they don't believe in the tooth fairy. So I just made a deal with them. So listen, if you, as jy jou eie tand trek, nee, dan gee ek jou R50. Want as die tandarts het moet doen, dan charge my R230. So no tooth fairy. And I don't judge you if you tell your kids there's a tooth fairy. That's all cool with me. But from my point of view, there's no tooth fairy. And there's no Easter bunny either. Die hele Easter ding het ek vir hulle verduidelik, né? Dis Pasfees, Passover. And why? En wat het gebeur? And the whole Santa Claus thing as well. So literally what happens, and this is why this is the word of God. This is the truth that will set you free. This truth will set you free. If you want to find out when Jesus was born, it's not that difficult. So Maria se niggie was Elizabeth. She was the wife of Zechariah, the high priest in the time of Jesus. And she, that's Johannes die Doper se ma, né? John the Baptist's mother, her name is Elizabeth. And she was the cousin of, weet nie hoe sê mens dit nie, die niggie van Maria, die ma van Jesus. So we can exactly work out when Zechariah was in the temple because they had shifts that they had to work. So we know that Jesus was born 6 months after John the Baptist. So, and that was between the 15th and the 29th of September. Four years before Christ. How's that for a fact? So, why in that time? I mean, why is it important for us to know that? So, there's a feast. You can go read in Leviticus 23 is all the feasts of the Lord. And one of them is called Yom Teruah, or the Feast of Trumpets. And they celebrate that because it is the beginning of creation. So they said that God our Father, Yahweh, created earth in that period. And Jesus was the rebirth, the recreation. He's the one that can make everything new. Amen. And that's why it aligns perfectly. Like the day the Jews had to put the blood on the doorposts, were exactly to the same day Jesus were crucified. Why? Because it was the way that God planned it. He's a precise God. So please hand out gifts and celebrate this today, but know the fact, this is not the day that Jesus were born. We just celebrate it. Okay, you all cool with that? Okay, now I can go on. So the Pfaff effect, where's the next slide? Okay. So, a couple of things happened in 2010. We won the World Cup. And I mean, that was great. And then Pfaff came, and he went and greeted the Prince of England, Prince Harry, in sy onderbroek. Nou, ek het my best gedoen om te censor. And I was sitting there, I thought to myself, hey, what's this ook doing? But I mean, he's a patriot to his core, to his underpants. And I have a feeling that a couple of dads got underpants like this morning under the tree. I think this is going to be the next fashion statement. But what Pfaff did is, he brought our national flag to the forefront again. He said, listen, I will show it off. Please don't show off your Pfaff undies. But Pfaff did. He brought the undies, you know, and we had a bit of a thing. I printed you a copy of our flag. And our flag can be used for more than underpants. So I want to spend a couple of minutes this morning elaborating on some of the colors of our flag and why it's important for us to reflect on those. So did everyone get a little band at the door? A little bracelet? Okay? That is our gift, Els family, to all of you. They say that handmade gifts are in this year. It's fashionable. So, you know, there you have it. We made it. Last night at 8:15, my daughter said, hoe lang het ons nou al die goed gemaak? It took a couple of hours. There's 544 of them. I would love you to take all of it. And you'll understand why later. Okay, so the day of giving. So we're giving you a gift. It's a handmade gift. And you'll understand why. So the best gift is the gift of forgiveness. If you can receive the gift of forgiveness, you can give the gift of forgiveness. But you cannot give what you haven't received. And if you can just get raak 'n bietjie rustig vanoggend en sit en dink oor jou lewe waar jy is. Die merke op jou lyf, op jou lewenslyf. The stuff that happened to you. The grudges that you carry. You know, this year has been a hard year. Pastor Freddy Saifile sê, I'm not a full-time pastor. I'm a businessman. We opened the play a lot, the biggest play family play park in Africa, in Kales River. It took 9 months. I had to scream at a couple of contractors. Net skree, nie vloek nie. But there's letsels, ne? There's marks that life leave on you if you've lived a bit, if you're out there. And I don't say that pastors don't get them. They do. They get a lot of them. They just have to act as if they don't. But at some point, you have to face those marks, those scars, and you have to forgive. You have to forgive those people. And to be able to do that, you have to come before the Lord and accept His forgiveness. Because you can't give what you don't have. So, our national flag has got 6 colors. In 1866, Charles Spurgeon had a sermon, and he used 3 of them. A black one, a white one, and a red one. And he preached a sermon on the effect of sin in our lives, unforgiveness, what's needed to be forgiven, the blood of Jesus, and that it'll cleanse you, make you white as snow. Isaiah 1:18 says, even if you were like scarlet or crimson, he will make you as white as snow or wool. He will change you from where you lost until where you are found, where you sorted out. So let's go through the bracelet. You've got the bracelet. It's got 6 colors. We're going to start at number 1. The gold color. It is for God. He is our Father. He is a good, good Father. He's got a perfect plan for you. And I like reading why. So I read some of the sages, the Jewish sages' interpretation of stuff. They say that God has written your book already. Your story has been written before the foundation of the earth. And He is waiting for you to align with His story that He wrote for you. He's waiting for you to catch up. He's waiting for you to listen and say, but, oh, I'm supposed to do this. Oh, this will make me happy. Oh, yes, that's a great thing. He loves you so much that He has written your name in the book of life. Amen. In anticipation that you will choose Him. Yeah. And only on the day that you die without choosing Him, then He takes it out. Yeah. But He believes in you more than you believe in you. Yeah. He is our Father. Amen. He is our King. Amen. And He's got a good plan for me and you. Amen. That's the gold one. Listen, you have to pay attention. It's going to be an exam after this. I'm going to ask questions. Okay, so the next one is the black one or the dark one. That's sin. For God's got a good idea, good plan. There's an opposition. This is a war. We have an enemy. His name is Satan. And he's got a plan. It's not a good plan for you. He's going to lie to you. In John chapter 8, we read that he is the father of the lie. He's not going to make white black. He's going to make white off-white. He's going to kinkle in die kabel gooi. He's going to lie to us. So he kills, steals, and destroys. Now, I don't know if you've thought of that. He steals your money. He kills your body. And he destroys our relationships. Every time one of those things happen in your life, I don't care where it comes from, it's from him. See him for what he is. We had a boy before Ephraim that passed away. And some people would say, ach, dis nou so jammer dat die vader dit nou gedoen het. It wasn't my father that did that. No father would ever do that. But I do know an enemy that would steal from me and kill my boy. So please give recognition where it's due. If something bad is happening, Know where it's from. If it's killing, stealing, and destroying, it is the enemy of God's children. His name is Satan. So, we have a problem. Let's acknowledge it. There is an adversary, and he doesn't like you. So, and then obviously, there's a red band. The blood of Jesus. God had a solution. And he said, I will sacrifice my son so that you can live. A life for a life. That's scripture in Hebrews 9:22. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Someone had to die for us to live. I was thinking of it the other day. Do you understand that every time you sit at a table to eat, something had to die for you to live? Have you thought of that? I know in the old days, people put their hands on the animal before they slaughtered. Actually, it's not a recipe. There's rules written on how to slaughter animals, that it's humane and safe and they don't feel the pain. But do you just think, for every time we sit at a table to eat, something had to die for us to be able to live. When you're going to say the prayer today at your feast table, namely gammon and the hoener in the scar boat and all the kikis, think before you pray. What are we praying for? Father, thank you that you gave other things that were willing to die for me to live, to have this life. Jesus Christ gave his life willingly for me and you, that we can live, that we can have a life in a uitsig, a vooruitsig na 'n lewe van hoop. Die rooi enetjie, né? That's the red one. Okay, then the white one. From scarlet to snow, he made us white as snow.
Amen.
'N blanke bladsy. 'N nuwe geleentheid. Ag, ek het so veel opgeneek al in my lewe. As ek julle moet vertel, gaan dit lank vat. Proverbs says, the righteous man falls down 7 times. I'm past 7. I promise you, maybe there's one or two of you that can relate. I'm far past 7. By the grace of God, I'm standing. But there's a white page, a new one. 2020 is coming, you know? 2020 visie. To see things as they are. 2020 is coming, it's a blank page. It's a canvas, an unpainted canvas. It's up to us, me and you, to find out what is God's story for me in 2020. What will I paint on this blank canvas? Take this time. Most places are closed today. No one's at work. Take this time with your family. Sir, ek het altyd gewonder hoekom sê hulle, jy gaan pa staan. Het julle dit al gehoor? Daai gesegde? Meneer, weet jy wat beteken dit om pa te staan? Dit beteken dat God het gesê dat 'n man gaan verantwoordelikheid vat vir sy huishouding. Nie vir sy nonsens nie. For almal in sy huis se nonsense. That's why you're the dad. In the hierarchy of heaven, you take responsibility for your family. That's why you're here today. Because you know you need help. It's a big job. If the man doesn't know where to stand, his wife doesn't know either. And the kids doesn't know either. It is our responsibility as men to stand up and be counted. Say, Lord, help me. Where should I stand? How should I stand? There's a lot of ladies here this morning that's alone because their men are not here. We pray for you. We pray that God would wake up your husband. Raise him up. It is time that we take hands as men and stand so that our family can know where to stand. Yeah, but someone had a side note geweest. Okay, the green one, spiritual growth. Okay, if something's not growing, it's dying. We all know that. Now, to grow spiritually, you have to lees jou Bybel bid elke dag, bid elke dag, bid elke dag, so dat jy kan groei, groei, groei. Okay, so they actually did a study. I saw this clip the other day. Can't remember who the clever guys was, but they took 40,000 people between the ages of 8 years and 80 years, and they test them over a period of time. If you read your Bible once a week, there's minimal effect. So just a confession before I continue. I started last year in January with the 1 year Bible thing. Nee, ek het weggespring, verwoed, 4 uur in die oggend opgestaan en my uur ingesit. En dit in Junie maand, nee, toe raak ek agter. En teen September toe vyde ek heeltemal weg. But I'm motivated to start again this year. If you can't do an hour a day, just do something. So, once a week, minimal effect. Twice a week, minimal effect. 3 times a week, minimal effect. 4 times a week, exponential effect. So let me give you the stats. If you read your Bible 4 times a week, and it's not an hour a day 4 times a week, if you read it, one verse, 2 verses, if you open your Bible 4 times a week, of which one obviously will be in here, but 4 times a week, then loneliness will decrease by 30%. If you sit here today and you feel lonely, if you just read your Bible, that will decrease by 30%. Statistically proven. Anger, and especially anger among family members, will decrease by 32%. Bitterness, 40% down. Alcoholism, 57% down. Spiritual stagnation. If you think, listen, I don't know, I weet ek glo maar dit voel nie regtig weet of iets aangaan nie. You know, I pray but it's just ketting teen die dak vas. 57%, sorry, 60% change. 60% of the people participating said that I had a spiritual revelation. Something happened because they just opened their Bibles 4 times a week. Pornography. Gentlemen, 61% of the correspondents stopped watching porn because they opened their Bibles 4 times a week. And listen, some of those topics we don't talk about, that's reality. Why? Because the enemy has got a plan. God has got another one. Open your Bible, it will stop. Okay, so that's on the stuff that stopped. What about the stuff that people's faith grew 200%. They believed more just by opening their Bibles 4 times a week. If you want to grow my business, if I don't put marketing in my business, people's not going to come through the door. I have to do something. I have to take action. It's going to cost me something. Time, money. But it's reality. That's the way it works. We all know that. Why don't we apply it in our faith? I have to do something. I have to sacrifice something to grow. Open your Bible and pray. We pray a lot. You know, you drive in your car and it's makaka hier asseblief help tog net hier so 'n groot probleem hier so. We pray. It's easy to pray. To open your Bible is a little bit more difficult. You actually have to go sit somewhere and do it. Pay attention. A tip for me to you. This is what we call it, the Bible. This is a book like any other book. It's printed on paper, white paper, black ink. This becomes the Word of God when you pray. Heavenly Father, through your Spirit that lives in me, please open up this and speak to me. Speak to me. And see the change. Amen. Open the word. Open the word. Okay. The last one is the blue one. The sixth one. Now, for years and years, I've been in another denomination. I did actually study theology. And in that denomination, they didn't, you know, the whole baptism thing. You know, barbecues, word. Nee? Ons, vat hulle nie deur nie, ons... And it was a bit of an issue until the Lord had to open it up for me and say, listen, can I onderdompel my friend is so beskeid. Nee? You besprinkel die beskeid nie, jy dip vol. Ouma, jy sit hom onder. Om 'n ding te doop beteken jy druk vir hom in. So I do have an understanding about baptism. If you have a question about it, you can come speak to me. I've been on the other side. I'm kind of matured into this. Maar die Gees van God wat Jesus uit die dood opgewek het, bly in my. Amen. En hy wil graag in jou ook bly. Amen. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the same Spirit that empowered Jesus to raise Lazarus from the dead, to heal the sick. Meneer, okay, hier is 'n frustrasie uit my verlede uit. So papa bel my, ag asseblief, doem nie. Kom bid vir my kind, hy siek. Ekskuus tog meneer, wat fout met jou? Ek het nie autoriteit om vir jou kind te bid nie, tot jy dit vir my gee. Dis jou verantwoordelikheid, my pa. Lay your hands on your children and pray for them. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. You know, we get in our cars and we drive off to the doctor because he's going to solve our problems. He's not going to solve your problem. God is going to solve your problem. Because the Spirit of God is living in me and you. He said, I've got bad news for you guys. I'm leaving. But don't worry. I'm leaving my Spirit with you. He will guide you. He will give you what you need. Okay. I'm wrapping up. As our tighty, so 4 minutes, 50 seconds. Okay. So, I think you all got one of these, at least. We made 544. It took a long time, huh? So I want you to please take all of them. If you know the Lord, if you know the process, if you've gone on your knees and given your life to Jesus, if you are saved, keep it as a reminder, but please give it away. So here's the stats. If we can give away 544 of these to people that do not know Jesus, and just go through the colors quickly. There's a God in heaven. He's represented by yellow. And he's got a good plan for you. He loves you. But I know that sin caught you up in life. It entrapped you. But he made a plan. He gave his son so that his blood can rinse you, cleanse you, and give you hope, make you white. And he gave us his word and a prayer life and a buddy like me to pray with you so you can live. And his Spirit just want to fill you. If we can go out and give these things away for 500 people. 500 people. What is that gift going to be like on this day of giving? Now, I know that we've got some food. People are hungry. I know. But they are hungry for the Word of God. They are hungry for salvation. So, I know you like it. You can keep one for yourself. There's enough out there. Take and give it and tell the story. It's easy. It's six colors. If you not as good, you know, to remember facts, we did, you know, it's op die papiertjie, né? So you have crib notes if you want to, but it's easy. It's something to talk about. I mean, it's beautiful. It really is beautiful. It's really, it's made classily made, and give it away, please. Give it away. Tell the story. Give it away. Okay. So I want to do something right at the end. There's one more slide. Okay, that one. Okay, so just look at the prachtige prentjie. Okay, it's a beautiful castle. So I want you to close your eyes for a second and just hear me out. So you are invited by Jesus to come to a meeting with his Father in his castle, in his heavenly castle. You're walking up through the mooi lawns, nou al die prachtige blommetjies. Jy loop op met die trappies. Jy gaan, jy kom by die groot deur, jy druk die swaar deur, druk jy oop, en jy hoor daar stemme aan binnenkant, en ek vertrek, en jy gaan in die vertrek, en jy hoor daar is iemand achter die deur, jy hoor, jy ken Jesus' stem, jy hoor daar sit Jesus, en jy hoor hy praat met sy pa, en jy klop aan die deur, en jy hoor hy sê, kom in, and you push the door open, and you look inside, what do you see? What do you see this morning? Is it an angry king on a throne with a whip? What do you see this morning? What is your relationship with God like this morning? How are you experiencing God this morning? Okay, you can open your eyes. So many people have the idea of God as an angry guy sitting on a throne that's not impressed with me because I've done so many things wrong. En ek wil hier met jouself die vraagje afvra. What is my relationship with him like? Did I feel comfortable going into the room? Could I run to him and just grab him by the neck and squeeze him and say, oh, it's so great to see you? What did you see? What is your picture like? Because it's your picture. It's your picture. It's your relationship with him. Did you feel at home? Was it a foreign place for you? Did you recognize Jesus? Did he recognize you? I want to ask you this morning, this is not a game we play. This is a relationship we have. Yeah. It's like me and my wife. If I don't talk to her, if I don't relate to her, if I don't see her, if I don't appreciate her, if I don't voice it, the relationship is going to die. It's real. This thing is real. I want you to do this exercise every now and then, to walk up to the steps of the castle and go through the door where Jesus and his dad is meeting. We are all invited to a feast. I want you to be comfortable in that room where the feast is held. I'm going to ask them to play the song. It's a prachtig Afrikaanse ookie, Bobby van Jaarsveld. He's singing a song about Jesus, our Messiah. Just sit back and listen to the words, and may this day be a special day to you.
The truth becomes so bright in the light. I can't wait till the world sees you. In your precious name, you're still the same. Yesterday, tomorrow, this day. Light of my life, the flame of my fire, the wind in my wings, there is healing, salvation, deliverance in Yeshua, the Messiah, Yeshua, the Messiah. Heading for the final countdown, preparing him a bride. Set aside, this cup will overflow with new wine. Light of my life, the flame of my fire, the wind in my wings, there is healing, salvation, deliverance in Yeshua, the Messiah.
Wow.